Oh, I see. So common meant?
She lacked in education and polish, you know, and things of that.
Would it ever mean anything about a person's morals when you said that?
No, not especially. No.
In other words, she was free with her favors?
No.
Okay. All right. Now, then there were the type of people who lived way out in the country, maybe back in the old days, they lived out there on that island.
Mm-hmm.
And they never came into town. You know, when they came into town, they might have a big, full growth on their face, and folks would, he was conspicuous, he didn't know anything about town ways. Folks would say, oh, he's just an old,
No, they didn't have any times like that, yeah.
Well, you ever hear of a people talking, okay, or did you ever hear of a hoosier?
No, there's no such thing in this section.
You know what that means?
Yeah.
What?
Don't it mean, like you said, backcountry man, one untutored, too, it has the same meaning, a hoosier.
Okay. Any other names that you have heard or know about?
No, I can't recall any other names. You see that the
somebody lived back out in the swamp somewhere. You ever hear him called the swamp angel? Okay. Now, if somebody was waiting for you to go somewhere, they came over to your house and they yell out, they'd say, hey, you're going to be ready soon, you might say. I'll be with you in what?
In a little while.
Just?
Yeah.
You might say just
a little while, you say.
Or talk about a minute or two, you say.
Short while, I can't recall offhand any other way.
Did you ever say just a minute?
Yes, but you see, much of what you're saying is interpreted from the English standpoint.
Well, I mean, you spoke English, right?
Yeah, but I mean also the French influence was there very much, you understand? And it also affects your reasoning and your thinking about things.
I'll be with you
in a little while. That was often an expression I heard.
Just a minute, ever?
Well, no.
Why wouldn't you use that?
Because I don't know why, but it wasn't used. In French, you see, there's a lot of translation in this country went on from the English, French into the English, and they didn't use that in French.
When you were pointing out something to somebody, you'd say, what would you say to him? You wanted to get his attention when you point something out to him.
You mean pointing, look over there?
Okay. Now, if you wanted to agree with a friend about something, say a friend wasn't going to go into town to do something, you might say, well, me?
You mean you agree with him?
Yeah.
Well, I say, well, all right, we'll go to town together. Or it seems all right to me. Or something of that nature.
Well, if he refused to do something and you were going to agree with him, you might say, me? Me? Or blank am I? I won't do it either, or...
I don't believe I'll go along with it. Something like that.
Yeah, or neither.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever say that? Which sounds, you know, which would you prefer to say? Would you ever say that?
Well, I agreed with him, I didn't want to go to town. I said, I don't believe I'm going either. Something like that.
Me neither?
No, I wouldn't say it that.
Neither am I?
No, I don't think you'd use it that way around.
Okay. Now, Mr. Murray, when you feel a little bit sick or feverish, how would you usually tell when you feel bad or something?